Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. The sons of the Ummah of Islam drown at sea. Governments ignore them and race to offer the duties of loyalty and obedience to the colonial countries. Translated. The International Organization for Migration of the United Nations, IOM, announced on Thursday, the 12th of November 2020, that 74 migrants were killed as their boat sank off the Libyan coast. In a statement, the organization declared that another devastating shipwreck in the central Mediterranean, which has claimed the lives of at least 74 migrants off the coast of Homs, Libya. The statement added that the boat was carrying 120 people, including women and children. The Coast Guard and fishermen managed to rescue 47 people, while 31 bodies have been recovered so far, while the search for the rest of the missing continues. According to data from the IOM, until last October, at least 900 people drowned in the Mediterranean Sea while trying to reach European shores, some of them due to delays in rescue operations. In this oil-rich country, the two parties to the conflict, Khalifa Haftar and Fayez al-Sarraj, and their followers are nothing but puppets of the colonial powers. These countries deal with the situation in the country according to the interests that they will achieve, regardless of the dispersion, poverty and loss that may befall its people. The ongoing war in Libya has pushed people to what is called irregular migration, in which tens of thousands of men, women and children have been killed. The Mediterranean Sea expels them as dead bodies, or they remain just numbers in the missing persons list. Everyone flees either for fear of being killed by bombing devastation or starvation due to the deteriorating conditions, the high cost of living and high prices. In the death boats, thousands of people throw themselves into the seas, hoping to reach any European country that embraces them in order to live a decent life. But the reality contradicts that, as they are subjected to detention, abuse, exploitation and trafficking. They are like someone who looks for safety in fire from the searing heat. They are often returned to their countries to suffer disappointment. Another 11,000 people have been sent back to Libya, according to the UN agency. Such incidents in which thousands of innocent victims are killed and repeated from time to time, and the suffering is renewed. This is the eighth accident of boats carrying migrants sinking into the waters of the Mediterranean, according to the IOM. Russia Today, the 12th of November 2020. What sort of system does not take care of people or secure their lives? What is this system that throws young people into the hell of despair and frustration to flee from their reality to the world of crime and addiction, or to death by burning, hanging or drowning? A bleak face for a wicked world order that only spoils the lives of people and constrains their lives. The miserable conditions and problems the world is witnessing today that burdens the shoulders of the young before the old and the women before the men is evident of the need of people to reject this corrupt and failed system and throw it out of life and restore the system of Islam that improves people's affairs and takes them out of a life of misery and hardship to a life of security, happiness and contentment with its just and perfect divine rulings. The system of Islam is the only one capable of providing the needs of the people and securing them through its just distribution of wealth. It is a system that takes care of the individual as a human being who has needs and instincts, whose satisfaction must be ensured. The rulings of the Lord of the Worlds came to clarify this and work on its implementation. The Islamic State was replete throughout the ages with incidents that demonstrated the extent of its commitment to taking care of the affairs of the people and ensuring provision of that which they needed. It helped in getting the young people who could not afford the expense of marriage get married. It provided the unemployed with work. Its care even included animals and birds, so it levelled out the roads and dispersed grains on the mountains. O Ummah of Islam and the youth of this Ummah, you are the best nation that Allah has brought to the people, so do not despair or be disheartened, for we are an Ummah that does not despair from Allah's mercy. We are an ummah that Allah has singled out with the good of what has been revealed, from the guidance and rulings that not only direct its life well, but rather the lives of all people. So how can we exchange what is inferior for what is better? Return to your Lord and his system, which he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, revealed to his beloved, the chosen one. The best of peace and prayers be on him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And call for it in ruling and work with those working to resume the Islamic way of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ.
And hasten to forgiveness from your Lord and a garden as wide as the heavens and earth prepared for the righteous. Surah Al-Imran, Ayah 133. Women's section in the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir. Thursday, the 4th of Rabi al-Thani, 1442 after Hijri, the 19th of November 2020.